Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We have a choice. It doesn't have to be like this. We don't have to be completely insane. We don't have to open up our southern borders. We don't have to introduce 39,000 separate genders. We don't have to train our kids to be transsexuals or hookers or prostitutes. We don't have to force ourselves to put bacteria-ridden masks over our face and nostrils and nose and mouth. We don't have to put clowns into the White House like the Biden family, criminal families into the White House. It doesn't have to be like this. It really doesn't. And, you know, our assumption here is if people can get the truth, then they can stand up for it and we can change the world. And, of course, that's why they censor us. That's why they lie about us. That's why they demonize us. That's why they do it to you, too. Now, we've got a very powerful report coming up at the bottom of the hour from David Icke. Vaccine reactions and deaths are just the tip of the iceberg. You're not going to want to miss this. And you know what? I blew it. I meant to play this clip 5. In fact, guys, let's just roll what we have here from clip 5. This is an incredible story. The video and the full report is at banthis.tv.
Maxwell had a personal and professional relationship with Jeffrey Epstein.
I just shook my head and just it never really made sense to me that someone who, you know, molested all these girls, because, you know, he never denied that he did this. So it wasn't a question of whether he did it. It was a question of how did he get away with it.
Purposely failing children in any way is not an option. And yet there are some in society who have chosen to blatantly disregard this responsibility, using whatever means they have at their disposal to lure children into a life which they should never have been exposed.
The jail system let us down. The government let us down. This whole case has been so corrupted and just so influenced by money and power. Justice definitely was never served.
Just when you thought the Epstein-Maxwell saga couldn't reek of more elitist wickedness, testimony from a Turkish national known anonymously as Jane Doe reads like a chapter from a Hunter S. Thompson novel. Ms. Doe, a married Muslim woman from Turkey, said she met Mr. Epstein and Ms. Maxwell at a barbecue hosted by her employer in late 2006 or early 2007. The employer is not named in the lawsuit, which states that Ms. Doe was told that Mr. Epstein wanted to buy or rent a property. Ms. Doe found a $10,000 a month rental for him. Ms. Doe, a trained hairdresser, allegedly went to his Palm Beach estate in January of 2008 to cut his hair. But when she got there, she claims Mr. Epstein was naked and proceeded to brutally rape her with Ms. Maxwell's help. The Miami Herald reported she attempted to leave, telling them she intended to report the rape. Maxwell, in response, claimed that she had already called the police. Two men who claimed to be police officers arrived at Epstein's mansion and threatened to arrest Doe for prostitution, to take away her son and deport her, according to the suit. After the alleged abuse, the pair reportedly drove the woman to pick up her 8-year-old son and stopped the car at a large body of water that was infested with alligators. Epstein then ushered the plaintiff to the body of water and told her in explicit detail, as had happened to other girls in the past, she would end up in this body of water and be devoured by the alligators should she ever reveal
what
Epstein
had done. This is absolutely incredible. The full report, you can find it linked at Infowars.com. You can find it at band.video, bandthis.tv. Elites throw sex slaves to the gators. Now, you look at what's going on with Matt Gaetz and the accusations. And, you know, you may say, hey, you know what, I'll look into this. This could be legitimate. But remember, they ignored all the Epstein stuff. They covered up all the Epstein stuff and the Clinton stuff. So why do they care about the Gates stuff all of a sudden?
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We'll never sell out. We'll never give in. We'll never give up. Resistance is victory. We're in the third hour now of The Alex Jones Show. I want to give a quick programming note here. Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex today. I will be hosting the War Room, my normal host duties, from 3 to 6 p.m. Central today. And I think what I'm going to do is, in fact, let me even check with my crew. We just do this live on air. I don't have any guests today, right, Scott? Are we wide open today? Wide open today. And so I've already covered most of the news. And so I'm going to take a ton of phone calls, maybe even end to end, on the War Room today. All the news we've covered, the videos, and I got more to come. In the last two segments, you're going to be hearing from David Icke about the negative reactions, the negative side effects, and the death from the COVID vaccine. And then Gerald Celente is going to be hosting the fourth hour. But again, want to let people know, if you're trying to get into InfoWars today, I'm going to be taking end-to-end phone calls on the War Room today. So if you're Border Patrol, you want to call about that. You want to call about Epstein sex slaves getting thrown into gator pits. You want to call in about the masked Nazis and the insanity of the woman breaking down on the elevator, the woman breaking down at the on the airplane because a kid isn't a two-year-old is eating yogurt without a mask. All the other news I've covered and the other news to cover. But let me just say this. I'm fair. I'm open-minded. And so when I saw the stuff coming out against Gates, I said, all right, well, let's see. Let's see if there's anything there. And as far as the accusations and the story is concerned, it seems very, it seems like a setup almost, actually, if anything. But then there's all these images that they're trying to make go viral of Matt Gates at children's schools and taking pictures with kids. And they're saying, see, this is the proof. This is the proof. But hey, you know what? I'm open-minded. Let's see what's going on. But no. To me, it looks like it was a setup. But forget about that. Forget about the details. Let's say Matt Gaetz is guilty of what they're saying he's done. I'm not saying he is. I don't believe he is. But let's just say, for sake of this argument, he is. Why would Matt Gaetz be the story? Why would they be going after Matt Gaetz? Why wouldn't they be talking about Bill Clinton and the women? Why wouldn't they be talking about Governor Cuomo and the women? Why wouldn't they be talking about Warnock and the abuse at the facilities he was running in Georgia? Why not Epstein? They actively covered all of that up. The Hollywood rape of kids. The Hollywood rape of female actresses. The Harvey Weinsteins of Hollywood. The James Gunns of Hollywood. They covered all of that up. They said, don't talk about it. Don't look here. We don't do that. Matt Gaetz? Matt Gaetz, though? Huh. Why the inconsistency? Why the double standard? Well, it's pretty obvious, isn't it? Matt Gaetz is a fighter for America. Matt Gaetz is a fighter for Trump. And I think that, you know, Matt Gaetz at some levels probably still tries to cater to the establishment way and you know, keep himself relevant and not be totally attacked like a Marjorie Taylor Greene. But he wants to do the right thing. He wants America to win. He wants Florida to win. He wants the truth to be told. He doesn't want the leftist communists to destroy our great nation. That I do believe. And that is the reason why they're going after Matt Gaetz. Because he goes on TV and he tells the truth. And the left hates it. And the globalists hate it. He stands and he fights for Trump. And you're not allowed to do that. So they bring up this whole thing about Matt Gaetz to make that the story. But they cover up the industrial level child sex trafficking run by the FBI, run by Mossad. The list goes on, and Epstein was their man. And all the political elite, all the Hollywood elite that were running around with Epstein, they all get protection. They all get covered up. But if you're Matt Gaetz and you're an American patriot, then they lie about you, and they try to smear and slander you with the claims of everything that they've been doing. So it's not Matt Gaetz running industrial-level sex trafficking. That's the FBI. That's the UN. That's Jeffrey Epstein. But we now know, with Gina Rohrbach, and who knows how many others, they were told, you don't cover this story, we're covering this up. We don't talk about the Epstein sex trafficking. But see, it just shows how hypocritical they are. So Matt Gaetz, who's probably just a real legit dude, just actual good dude, doesn't go around raping women, doesn't womanize, doesn't, you know, traffic children, just a good American patriot. He's going to be the one that they try to bring down. But Cuomo with all the accusations they don't care about. And Fairfax, and the list goes on and on and on, and all the Epstein industrial sex trafficking. They don't care about that. They don't report on that. They keep that under wraps. They cover all of that up. But if you're Matt Gaetz, you must be destroyed. Because you love America, and you're going to fight for what's right. But this will only make him fight harder, is my prediction. It's kind of like what they're doing to Publix. And, you know, I kind of want to break the story here, but it's not mine to break. So I won't do it. But let me just tell you. There's something else going on with Publix that they don't want you to know about. And I'll just leave it at that. And someday, again, it's not my story to break. But someday maybe you will hear about this story and how great the people of Publix actually really are and how much they care about humans. And so let me just tell you, the attacks against Publix right now for financing Trump or financing DeSantis or whoever else, that's not what this is really about, folks. It's an outlier, and they do use that, and they will continue to attack Publix. But let me just tell you again, there's other stuff going on behind the scenes, which is really why they want to destroy Publix. And the people of Publix really just love people. They do. They love people. They love America. And they don't want to see it collapse. But see, as all of these people are getting attacked, it's like the tip of the spear analogy. The tip always penetrates the enemy first. The tip always penetrates the target first. So it deals the first damage. It takes the first damage. Now as it penetrates, the tip of the spear widens, as you know, the shape of the spear. Now all those other people that are getting attacked, now they're being forced to fight back. Now they're going to be penetrating the enemy. Now they're going to be penetrating the target. So I think Matt Gaetz is only going to fight harder. I think Ron DeSantis is only going to fight harder. I think the people at Publix are only going to fight harder. Just like what we've seen with the people at Goya. Just like what we've seen with the people at Archie Oates and his restaurants in Florida. And just like you've seen with InfoWars for a long, long time. No, not like what you've seen from Hunter Biden, who's been smoking crack for 30 years and Parmesan cheese for I'm not sure how many years, maybe 35. He's been smoking Parmesan cheese. Maybe he learned that one from his dad. Who knows what else these sick people are into? I would imagine all of it. I mean, we could sit here and make jokes. Because we do know what they're up to. We do know about the drugs and the addictions, and we do know about the sexual deviations, and we do know about the deceased brother and his wife also sleeping around inside the family. It's a family affair. Who knows? Maybe Jill and Hunter have had a run together. Would you be surprised? I'd actually bet it's happened. This family is really messed up. Really, really badly. And you know, again, it's the Biden family that's so corrupt. It's the Biden family that's falling apart. Only propped up by the media and their millions in stolen money. But here's the Trump family, makes all the money legitimately, and actually raises a good, productive family. I mean, look at the family, Don Jr. I love Don Jr. I actually hope he runs soon. Look at Eric Trump and his wife, Laura. What a beautiful family. Look at all their kids. They're not addicted to drugs. They're not going around making corrupt deals. Meanwhile, on the Biden side, though, yikes, they're smoking crack. They're smoking Parmesan cheese, and Jill Biden looks like a street hooker. Maybe she just got done with a romp with Hunter. Or you know, who knows? I mean, they just pass around women in that family, pass around children in that family. That's not even a joke. We know that. And they also pass around the Parmesan cheese, not because they're eating pizza, but because they're trying to get high. You can't make...
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From David Icke, and then the always informative and entertaining Gerald Celente from the Trends Research Journal, which I'm a subscriber of. Great news coming out of the Trends Research as far as their analytics and coverage, just always spot on, and much like InfoWars, tomorrow's news today. I'm going to do my final news coverage here, then it's David Icke, then it's Gerald Celente, but again, a reminder, the crew is so excited to take phone calls for 3 hours coming up on the War Room. So here's what typically happens. When I host Into the War Room and I'm on air like getting to 6-7 hours, I tend to get a little out of control. And I don't want to do that today. So you're going to be my safety net and you're going to dictate today. Normally you do that on a Friday, Open Line Friday. We're going to do Open Line Monday on the War Room coming up. Your calls on anything that we've covered. The border, the cover-up of the sex slavery under Epstein and the political elites and Hollywood elites, but now they want to go after Gates. By the way, I'm told Trump is going to make a big statement coming up soon. So maybe he's announcing a rally. We'll see what happens with that. Anything we've covered, it'll be fair game on the War Room. So open line-to-line, end-to-end on the War Room, my normal host duties, 3 to 6 p.m. Of course, everything we do here is only thanks in part to you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, sharing the links, telling friends and family. Now is the time, folks. Tell friends and family about BanThis.tv. It's cool. It's a cool name. BanThis.tv. So, yeah, there's banned information out there. There's secret transmissions. There's underground information that the establishment doesn't want you to know. You look around. You see the world going insane. There's a reason. We're trying to make sense of it. We're trying to make people wake up and understand it. But you have to get the information out there. You have to be the Paul Revere. BanThis.tv. Hey, Bill Gates, BanThis.tv. That's a double-barreled. BanThis.tv. So, again, it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. We have to build our own infrastructures, folks. We have to build the studios. We have to build it all. And it's only possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So, get to InfoWarsStore.com. Get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion 40% off. Get your Rocket Rest 40% off. Try all the great supplements. Get the water filters. Get the air filters. I love the air filters. I have three of them in my home. I have the water filter as well. So we don't just tell you about the great supplements and products. We're also consumers of them. So we have firsthand experience. Okay. I've pretty much got through everything I need to, except a couple outlying news stories that I will get to now. Ron DeSantis makes a great point. Ron DeSantis signs executive order banning vaccine passports, says it would create two classes of citizens. This is a talking point we need to echo, because every time I go to a restaurant, I kind of get a feel for it, but, you know, if I have a waiter or a waitress or somebody, you know, serving me or seating me or a host or at the gym, you'll notice that the employees, the waiters, the waitresses, the servers, all of it, they're still being forced to wear masks. Now, again, I'm speaking from a perspective of Texas here in Austin, where I don't ever wear a mask. Nobody says anything to me anymore. We don't have the mask mandate here anymore. But the employees are still being forced to wear masks. That's second-class citizen treatment, and it makes me sick. It hurts my heart. Just because you're a waiter or a waitress or a cook, or you're, you know, working at a gym as a trainer or working at a front desk somewhere or a secretary somewhere or a teacher or something, you should not be forced to wear a mask. This is second-class treatment. of certain sectors, of certain industries, and it really breaks my heart that we're now treating people like second-class citizens just because of a certain job they have. So when I go to the gym and I see the people sitting at the front desk, I say, boy, you know, I just want you to know I think it's unfair that you have to wear the masks and we don't. And most of the time they kind of nod in agreement, but you can tell some people probably like wearing the mask, and that's fine. Nobody's going to make them take it off. You can wear it forever, I suppose. That's the life you want to live. But like I say, waitresses, waiters, you know, it's just, hey, you know, it's unfair. Bartenders, it's unfair. It's unfair you still have to be a mask slave. It's unfair you have to get this second-class citizen treatment. But that's just the lowest common denominator. As DeSantis says, the vaccine passports will create two classes of citizens. And that's what everything the Democrat policy has to do with right now. They're creating caste systems straight out of the India style. So, they'll get rid of the Second Amendment. You won't have a right to bear arms, but the wealthy elite will have security teams around them 24/7 with firearms. So that's the two-class system that all these policies create. We need to call it out, and it needs to be stopped. I also need to mention, ahead of David Icke coming up, if you haven't seen Alex Jones's exclusive Saturday broadcast from this Saturday, World Shocked by SPARS 2025-2028 document, it's a must-see. Really going viral if you haven't seen that. I wanted to point that out to you. More election theft cover-up is happening right now. The Gateway Pundit headline, what is he hiding? Georgia's Secretary of State Raffensperger petitions court, prefers state not be forced to hand over ballots for audit. Oh, and I suspect that it was Raffensperger that also made the claims that were the anonymous source about Trump intimidating people on the phone to stop the theft of election. I believe that was Raffensperger, and the media is running circles to cover up the fact that he was that source, stabbing Trump in the back, stabbing America in the back. Another Gateway Pundit story, fake news. Washington Post publishes hit piece on former Senator Patrick Kolbeck, forgets to mention his witness. He witnessed a massive drop of illegal ballots in Michigan. No, you didn't witness that. Oh, we just have the tapes of it. We have the security footage of that. No, you don't. Yeah, we literally do. You just don't want to admit it. You've been caught in your election theft. And, you know, part of me realizes having this happen to America, having Biden and his administration and the media and all the lies that they tell 24/7, it's actually a good thing for America because we're faced with a choice, and if we don't make the right choice in the next 4 years, then we don't deserve to have this republic. We don't deserve, I guess, to have our freedom, I suppose. I could say that. I hate to say that because I don't think it's totally true. We always deserve to have freedom. But the point is, it will destroy America, and if we can't fight against this much corruption, if we can't stand up against this much tyranny and lies, then we just never will. It's just getting so bad. So in a way, the corruption and the out-of-control nature of the Biden White House is a good thing for America to wake up. And their out-of-control tyranny, like vetting the military, vetting Border Patrol, vetting the National Guard, now vetting every congressional staffer. That's more than 15,000 congressional staffers are getting background checks. And it's all to make sure there's no patriots, no Trump fans, no InfoWars followers. That's what it's all about. Frauds. Major League Baseball boycotted Georgia All-Star Game a day after expanding deal with communist Chinese company Tencent. Oh, that's just a coincidence, I'm sure. Not. And, of course, the fraud is on its face because why? There will still be 81 home games for the Atlanta Braves this year. And Major League Baseball requires you to present a photo identification before picking up your tickets at will call or buying a beer. Will they change that policy? No, they won't. All right, emergency report from David Icke coming up. I'll see you on the War Room.
Granny Do Right. Granny Do Right. Thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Things move on, and we've now had, well, we don't need it, but we've got it, a confirmation of the another real reason for the COVID hoax, and that's to advance towards world government. We've had leaders of 23 countries and the World Health Organization which, of course, is an absolute cult operation and creation. And they backed the idea of creating a global treaty that would bolster international cooperation in case of future health emergencies, that they obviously have in the pipeline, whether they're real or not, like the ongoing, quote, COVID-19 pandemic. Yeah, okay. The idea of the treaty received formal backing from the World Health Organization. Well, it would, wouldn't it? It's the cult agenda, and the WHO's owned by the cult. I mean, hello. As well as leaders of over 20 nations, the UN health watchdogs and top politicians published a joint opinion piece ran by major newspapers worldwide. Well, the United Nations is a creation of the cult and a stalking horse for world government. So, of course, that's going to agree. There will be other pandemics and other major health emergencies. No single government or multilateral agency can address this threat alone, the article says, and that nations should work together towards a new international treaty for pandemic preparedness and response. And that we must come together as a global community for peaceful cooperation with that extends beyond the crisis. We must come together, one world. Sounds all good, except it don't mean that. It means centralization of power. And is another quote. This includes greatly enhancing international cooperation to improve, for example, alert systems, data sharing, research, and local, regional, and global production and distribution of medical and public health countermeasures such as vaccines, medicines, diagnostics, and personal protective equipment. In other words, carrying on as we are now, but ramping it massively up and officially making it centrally coordinated instead of being unofficially centrally coordinated, which it has been up to this point. Diagnostics, that means mass testing of the healthy, which I'm going to come to as we go along. Now, I've been talking a lot in the last few months about the plan to bring an end to the procreation of human 1.0, the present version of human, which they want to turn into a synthetic biological human. And, of course, sperm counts are plummeting around the world, all in line with this. But we have this story this week. Number of pregnant women suffering miscarriage after having COVID vaccine increases by 483% in just 6 weeks. It says, we're saddened to report that the eighth update on adverse reactions to the COVID vaccines, alleged vaccines, reported to the MHRA yellow card system has seen yet another increase in the number of women suffering the heartbreak of losing an unborn child. You will remember, I'm sure, that two doctors came out with a report urging, I think it was the European Union to, or the European Commission, which runs Europe, to stop the use of these vaccines until more was known about the effect on fertility. You might also remember that the British government actually said, we do not know the effect on fertility. Which is staggering enough. But of course, at the core, they do, because part of this is to reduce fertility because they want to phase out human 1.0 for human 1.2. So it's no surprise that this is happening. The two doctors were concerned about the potential effect on the placenta, which would just stop developing and cause infertility. So it says here, the government have released weekly reports on adverse reactions to the experimental COVID-19 vaccines, the first of which covered data inputting to the MHRA yellow card scheme from December the 9th, 2020, through to the 24th of January, 2021. The latest report, which is the eighth to be released, covered data inputted to the yellow card scheme from the 9th of December 2020 through to the 14th of March 2021. Just 7 weeks separated the first and eighth report and the shocking increase in the number of women losing their unborn and newborn child in that time due to having either the Pfizer or AstraZeneca vaccine is appalling. The whole thing should be put in this context, that the reports of death and adverse reactions, miscarriages, to the yellow card reporting scheme, same with the one in America, VARS, as they call it, is a fraction of those that actually are happening. It's estimated maybe 10%. Because I keep coming across stories now, over and over, many of them from within the medical profession and others that have interacted with hospitals after adverse reactions immediately following the vaccine alleged. And it's very clear that the vast, vast, vast overwhelming majority of incidents, even deaths, are not being reported as connected to these fake vaccines. So the numbers must be tremendous. Number of deaths must be tremendous compared with the ones we hear about, which again is a fraction. So what was predicted by these doctors is coming to pass. And some of the adverse reactions, and, you know, they're just, take for a second, we've got celebrities. I'll come to one in a minute. And these professional liars, Clinton, Boyd, Bush, and Obama, who are telling people that they should have this, medical procedure to insert a synthetic RNA into every cell. And the effect is being just ignored. There was a story this week of a woman talking about her husband. They said that they decided to have the vaccine because they believe what the media said. Well, there's a harsh lesson, unfortunately learned, and that the government wouldn't put out vaccines that weren't safe. Well, there's a second lesson, unfortunately, learned in a most extreme way. So the husband has the vaccine, alleged, and he starts to feel mildly unwell. He gets a bit of a headache, and then it started. And in the end, he had no feeling below the waist, and he was taken to accident and emergency. The first time, they told him he had an allergy and sent him home. The second time, they told him he had something else, which wasn't true. And they sent him home. And eventually, he was taken into a neurological ward.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
In Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Apparently, there's about another six there with similar symptoms after having the vaccine. And again, until the doctors in the neurological ward said, yeah, this is vaccine caused, everyone before that didn't want to know. And we have this shocking story. Man's skin peels off after extreme adverse reaction to COVID vaccine. Virginia Commonwealth University doctors say a COVID-19 vaccine is to blame for a 74-year-old man's severe rash that appeared 4 days after receiving the experimental shot. The Goochland County, Virginia man spent 5 days at a medical center after the Johnson & Johnson vaccine caused his skin to start peeling off. It's all just happened so fast. My skin peeled off, Richard Terrell told ABC8. It's still coming off in my hands now. I began to feel a little discomfort in my armpit, and then a few days later I began to get an itchy rash. And then after that, I began to swell and my skin turned red. He described the pain, saying it was stinging, burning, and itching. Whenever I bent my arms, like inside of my knee, or his legs as well, it was painful when the skin was swollen and was rubbing against itself. And, you know, I, I've seen similar stories about the effect in terms of rashes. And I should also mention that the gentleman who's in the neurology ward is in excruciating pain, apparently. So much so that just putting him through a scanner to see what was going on was apparently agony. And like I say, with rashes, here's another one. Mother suffers agonizing rash all over her body following AstraZeneca vaccine. A mother in Scotland suffered a severe rash that covered her entire body shortly after receiving the COVID-19 vaccine. 41-year-old hairdresser Lee King of Lanarkshire said she began experiencing adverse effects almost immediately after she received her first dose of the AstraZeneca vaccine on March the 12th. It was a horrible feeling, King told the UK's Daily Record. Never in my life was I prepared for what I was about to experience. King suffered a side effect that caused her skin to break out into a painful rash that spread throughout her entire body. The condition has persisted for more than 2 weeks, and there's some pictures in this story on davidicke.com, and it's horrific, utterly horrific. My skin, excuse me. My skin was blimey. My skin was so sore and constantly hot, she described. I've never felt pain like this. It has been a horrible experience. I'm a very healthy person and not on any medication or anything like that. I'm not even in a vulnerable category, she explained, adding that I got the vaccine only as I'm an unpaid carer with my son, for my son, who has autism and mobility issues. I haven't been able to care for him since I got the vaccine, as I'm in so much pain. And so she says her son, the 13-year-old son, is afraid to come near her and has been struggling to understand what's happening. And at home in his happy place and his best pal, I am, she said, but I got this vaccine to care for him, but I haven't been able to do that, describing the situation as physically and mentally draining for the whole family. So these things are going on, and most of them are not even reported. And so we don't know about them. And here's these people telling us it's safe. And the UK Health Secretary this week, Matt Hancock, or Psychoprat Hancock, I call him. He was questioned by a member of parliament over data collected on the effect of the vaccine in terms of killing people. And it was very clear from his answer that they weren't collecting that data. You know, we really are looking at a global network of psychopaths with a very, very dark agenda here, and not a smear of empathy or concern about anybody. And going back to that transforming of the human body, I was pointing out over the months that the idea is to have more and more excuses to put more and more of this synthetic material into the body, so the body starts to change. So here we go. Over 70s to get booster jab, this is in Britain, over 70s to get booster jab in September to protect vulnerable groups from variants. There we go. This was always going to be the case. Oh, no, we've got variants now, so you got to have vaccines for them. It's so predictable. It's almost funny if it wasn't so tragic. And the targeting of old people, there was a video clip that I did in an interview in 2009 going around the internet this week where I was pointing out the agenda of using viruses to justify mass global immunization and the targeting of old people. And I talked about the plan to basically delete old people. And that's exactly what's going on. Over 70s, this is another part of it. Over 70s face driving curfew and travel ban area limits under new license plans as older people continue to be targeted. This is part of my headline for deletion by the fascist cult. And there was a man I've quoted in the books over the years, Dr. Richard Day, who described all this stuff that's happening and more in great detail when he did a presentation or a speech to pediatricians in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania in 1969. He described how they were going to target old people. And down to this detail, that they would start putting wording on documents or things that they had to sign that were very, very difficult to read, that were very faint and difficult to read. And, you know, I've come across this a lot. You kind of look at them and you go, what idiot decided to use that faint font to for people to read? It's ridiculous. You can't read it. Well, this is why. And the idea, Day said, was to make old people feel useless and past it and have to ask younger people to help them and whatever. It's all the whole psychology. So here we have this plan. Drivers who are over the age of 70 who suffer from poor health could be allowed to continue driving if they abide by a nighttime ban and stick to their local area. The new proposals are being discussed by the Driver and Vehicle Licensing Agency, DVLA, and Driving Mobility. Well, they're not being discussed. They're being planned to be introduced. The report says that the talks come as data shows an increase in the number of over 70s driving on the road, doubling in the last 25 years. Under the current system, licenses expire when a driver turns 70. The driver must then inform DVLA of any medical conditions like diabetes, dementia, Parkinson's or epilepsy, as well as any condition that affects the eyes in order to keep driving. The new proposals would allow over 70s with ill health to be eligible for a graduate driving license, which could restrict them to a 20 to 30 mile radius from home, according to the Sunday Times. And the scheme could also reportedly ban them from driving after dark. Now, if you've got a health problem or an eyesight problem, what the hell does it matter if you're driving 20 to 30 miles from your home or further? You still got the same problem, and therefore you're still in the same situation. And this is a totalitarian tiptoe. This is just the start. It's another effort, another step on the road to taking old people out.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.